Welcome to the podcast. Today I'll be doing a separate piece by John Knowles. So the main character in John Knowles is a boy named Gene Forrester, who in the book starts off as more as a mature, elderly man who decides to take a look back in his history and go back to his old prep school, which is called the Devon School in New Hampshire. And the book kind of goes back in time and into where he was a young boy in the Devon School. So the time period is pretty significant. It's the time in which World War II is now starting. Everyone's eager. Some are excited. Some are worried. But overall, the boys in the book are genuinely excited to be enlisted. You know, for now, they have to endure in a summer course. So there's minimal kids on campus. It's not full, full-time school. It's the summer courses. And so the book follows Gene Forrester and his best friend named Finney. And Finney has outstanding athletic abilities in which Gene Forrester becomes very jealous of. And to me, what was significant about, you know, John Knowles putting this in the book is the idea that although this, you know, this very scary thing of war, you know, is slowly approaching on these boys as they soon would reach the age to enlist, it follows, you know, the little things that these kids are still doing. It follows the peace that these kids still embody. You know, in the book, it kind of describes, you know, their friend group as a sign of peace within the community, because while most of the seniors were fighting in the war, these kids were still here playing, having fun, and it was, they were kind of the symbol of peace, which I thought was very interesting. So the book kind of surrounds Gene, who allegedly shook the branch of a tree to make Finney fall, there would be the battle between the two of them. Although that is the main focus of the book, the relationship, I think that, you know, what's good to point out is the significance of kind of the setting and what the boys were thinking and all that stuff. And, you know, during the summer session, you know, it could be said that it was peaceful. It was, the boys had no care in the world. They were just playing, you know, like John Knowles describes, you know, the relationship between Gene and Finney is much like ones that we have as kids. You know, you get jealous, you do these things, you say sorry. It's just a simple relationship, but it's significant because it's a peaceful relationship at a peaceful time, yet when the world has gone crazy. And it's interesting because it's essentially a story within a story. You know, it follows a story of two young boys and their relationship, but it also follows a bigger story of kind of where the world is at the moment. There's this great quote that I'll read that I really liked on page 72, in the beginning of chapter 6. It reads, "Peace had deserted Devon. Alone, not in the look of campus and village, they retained much of their dreaming summer calm. Fall had barely touched the full splendor of the trees, and during the height of the day, the sun briefly regained its summertime power. In the air, there was only an edge of coolness to imply the coming winter." These quotes really, it gives you a lot of picture and gives you a lot of detail. And that's one of the reasons why I really enjoyed this book, is because John Knowles does a great job of not only telling the story of the two boys, which is pretty important, but also telling the story of how, these boys are growing into men, and how the peaceful summertime is turning into the dark winter, and kind of that transition. To add a little more to the summary, eventually, Jean would try to apologize, and Finney would actually go on to break his leg again, and soon after would pass away. That's kind of the end to that story. But like I mentioned, the other story, the bigger story, I thought it was just, you know, significant because you kind of have to pick up on the little details, like the quote that I just read, in order to grasp the influence that the war had on these boys, the war had on the school in general. Overall, it was a pretty good book. It was cool because, you know, we're at a boarding school, you know, the Hill is a boarding school, much of like, the Devon school. And it's crazy how, you know, something like this could easily happen to anyone, you know, this, whatever time period you're in. And it was interesting to see the way they described, all the things that we do, from chapel to the dining hall, the dorm check-in. And it was intriguing because that's something that, we go through here at the Hill. But overall, I would definitely recommend this book to people. It was well written. I wouldn't say it was the best book in the world, but, it was definitely interesting.